sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
The destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granite goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Joining Fangio here in Chicago. And you'll like this. Fangio 4-0 against the Aaron Rodgers-led Packers while in San Fran. Now, if you're wondering what identity the Bears might have on the field under Fox, here you go.
We talk about the toughness and the personality of running the ball and stopping the run. I think that's the essence of football. That's just me. And that's why I bring it up first. But I can promise you, you better be able to throw it, because typically on third down, you got to throw it. And I can promise you, you better be able to defend the pass.
Elsewhere, the Redskins did hire a defensive coordinator. It is Joe Barry. Former Bills head coach Doug Marrone has accepted a job as assistant head coach and offensive line coach for the Jaguars. And the Lions part ways with center Dominic Raiola after 14 years. Blackhawks have been struggling in recent weeks. They're 5-6-0 and have allowed 38 goals in their last 11 games. Antti Raanta in net for the Hawks tonight against the Coyotes. Meanwhile, Dan Carcillo gets a 6-game suspension thanks to that cross-check on Jets forward Matthew Perreault on Friday. Former Astro Dexter Fowler has landed on the north side as the Cubs' new center fielder and leadoff hitter. The Cubs send Luis Valbuena and pitcher Dan Straley to Houston in return. Chris Sale will have the number 41 he wore at Florida Gulf Coast retired by the school. And back to the NFL, where Martellus Bennett will join teammate Kyle Long at the Pro Bowl as a replacement for Rob Gronkowski. Andy Dalton has been named as a replacement for Aaron Rodgers, who withdrew with that calf injury. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the dairy case at Jewel Osco. And join the Scores, Chris Ranji and Bruce Levine, broadcasting live from 8 until 10:45 a.m. Saturday from the Hilton Chicago during Sox Fest 2015. Come out and meet your favorite Sox players and get a behind-the-scenes look at your favorite baseball team. Your Menards Score weather forecast, what you see is what you get. Overcast skies continuing throughout the afternoon with highs climbing close to 40. We're at 38 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information, Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you to our guest today, Jason Lockenfora from CBS, Dan Durkin from The Score, Rich Campbell from The Trib, Eddie Olchek talking about Hawks and Carcillo and more, Casey Johnson from The Tribune. You just heard our producers. Great job today, guys, with a lot of moving parts. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Eric Domingo is our intern. A little switch up on the music, Wooden Ships. I didn't know Dallas Taylor died.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break the news to you.
You walked in and told me. The drummer for CSN, CSNY, and more.
I had not heard of Dallas Taylor, but
I had neither.
I laughed out loud reading this obit today, and I don't. It's not just a habit of mine to laugh at obituaries.
I
should make it one.
You do it every day.
Get up, grab a cup of coffee, get on the toilet, stop the obits.
Laughing at obits.
Is it a police squad where they're walking out of platoon and they're laughing like crazy?
This graph, this is himself. Dallas Taylor was talking about what Keith Moon once told him, and Taylor died at 66. He had a lot of substance abuse problems, very, very serious substance abuse problems, all summed up by the fact that Keith Moon said, Taylor says, I remember him telling me, Dallas, you do too much drugs.
When Keith Moon, when Animal himself is telling you,
you might want to cut back on the drugs a little bit. You're getting lifestyle advice from Keith Moon.
That's a problem. I was just reading about him because I'm addicted to music memoirs now. I can't. Everybody's of the age that now they're writing them. You know, the Graham Nash book was awesome.
Oh, the Andy Summers book is out of this world.
Phenomenal. Right now I'm reading Glyn Johns, sound man who worked with the Stones and Zeppelin. Zeppelin's
Eric
first
Clapton
record.
Too, right?
Clapton and the Beatles and everybody. And I have the George Clinton book sitting next to my bed. I'm waiting for it.
And the first two-thirds of the Keith Richards book are great. You can have the last act. It's all his stuff in Jamaica and everybody dying of overdoses. No, thank you.
I haven't read it. I didn't know where you were going, but
it's just too big.
You don't want to hear those stories.
It's daunting. It's too long. I haven't bought it.
If you read the stuff about his childhood and the stuff about the heyday of the Stones is great.
I read it. He had Bobby Keys write a chapter, right? I read some of that. Wild man he was. Strange dude.
Recent death, too.
It's true. So anyway, hi, guys.
Hi.
Vic Fangio is your defensive coordinator.
Vic Fangio. He pronounces his name wrong. It's the only problem I have. Isn't it Fangio? Why is it Fangio?
Because he's in America. Because he's in America.
Love it or dumb leave it.
That's what it is.
It's Fangio, isn't it? Can I call him? Can I give you the Italian pronunciation? Is he even Italian?
I assume he's Italian.
Fangio. Come on. It's a great name. That's a fun name to say. Fangio.
The Score's official NFL racial profiler, Patrick Manley.
Oh, he's
know
so right. We all thought
that.
It.
The overachieving white guy.
We all thought it.
Hey, man. His bio, let me pull it up right here.
What's his name?
It's Dan Scuda. He's a free agent for the 49ers.
Sensitive about it.
Right. He has played 6 years in the National Football League. This last year for San Francisco, he started 10 of 14 games. But his bio, he's number 51, Dan Scuda. A versatile linebacker and accomplished special teams player.
Congratulations. For a small
AKA
school.
Overachieving white guy.
Right. Frank Zombo. One of those guys.
Blake Costanzo.
Right. That's Dan Scuda. Yeah. Run down the field. Run through a wall. Yes. Tim Shaw. All the other
exactly.
Same guy.
It's funny because we have the age-old conversation between is it talent? Is it scheme with Fangio? It's always both, by the way, in the NFL, of course.
Well, talent would be nice.
Talent would really be good.
Yeah, but this guy's really good. Yeah, okay. You could argue he is the best defensive coordinator in football.
Dan Scuda, outside linebacker, started 10 games, had 5 sacks in Vince Fangio's defense.
And he's a guy.
And he's an overachieving white guy.
Yeah. We have one texter who's been looking up, and I appreciate it. Ray McDonald, 4 years without Fangio, 5 sacks. 4 years with him, 14.5 sacks. Ahmad Brooks without Fangio, 4 years, 13 sacks. 4 years with him, 28 sacks. So, you know, so like, you want to look at guys who were there. Patrick Willis was there, was awfully good, still awfully good. Navarro Bowman was there, still awfully good. And yes, they drafted Alden Smith. But how about at number 7 then, Terry? Where do you go at number 7 now? Go for that fast outside linebacker, so he's got a speed rusher.
That, those are there. That's there.
They are.
That's there.
Yeah, retrofitting some of this personnel is not going to be easy, because now Jared Allen doesn't really have a job. They don't have classic 5 technique guys, but...
Lamar Houston.
David Bass in this.
Yeah, Lamar Houston, that's what he did in Oakland. That's why he got signed to the contract he did.
David Bass, I don't know if he's a stand-up outside linebacker,
but he was in Oakland before as well as that guy.
I've always loved David Bass. I just have. It's not rational.
No, that's awesome.
It's not rational. There's a suddenness to him where he shows up on film. He shows up in games, and I always wonder why. I know he was never a fit. And it just maybe this guy's
has showed up in tiny little samples.
Yeah, the guy's done things.
Mm-hmm. Christian Jones, is he
sure?
Those guys?
He can play either one of the inside spots. Can
does a Will Sutton? Do they slide him out to one of the five techniques, four techniques?
Is he tall enough?
He's only Justin Smith isn't the tallest guy. No, yeah, they're 6'3".
Like those five techniques to be tall.
Yeah, some of them, but they also want that one to be that stout run guy. That you can open up the outside linebacker.
Paya can play that.
At least the Bears defensive coordinator will get a call out during the broadcast, because when's the last time that happened?
What's that say again?
The Bears will at least have a defensive coordinator will get a shout out during the broadcast. When's the last time that happened?
Oh, Fangio always gets mentioned.
When's the last time a Bears defensive coordinator got a shout out during a game?
For a good reason, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe they'll show up and they say, well, you know, there's a record back to back horrible defense, and here's the guy in charge.
Yeah, but I think they'll show him because he's Vic Fangio. I think they will. Fangio. But I mean, the Bears defensive coordinators have been just.
We did get a couple of texts today. So does this mean that Mel Tucker is officially gone?
Oh, for the love of God.
He has been gone.
It does.
When they told him to find work,
they're all gone.
They're all gone.
Until they're asked back. They're technically all fired until they're asked back.
And Ed Donatell replaces John Hoke.
John Hoke has been here a long time.
Yeah, John Hoke is a good coach. That guy will find work very quickly. Very, very good coach.
Well, this is exciting. This may be the way John Fox works. This may be as material a hire as Fox himself.
Mm-hmm. He was more excited about today's hire than you were for John Fox.
I was.
You were giddy.
I think it's probably worth it.
I'm more excited about this than I am Fox. I am. You know why? Because also, John Fox can just let this guy do his thing, and then you can just freaking be a boss. Walk around, be a part of everything.
You don't have to worry about him. Yeah.
Make sure your offense is functioning as it should in terms of coaching and accountability and all that.
Yeah, if he gets Chud, if they land.
That's strong.
Ooh, yep. Boy.
That's a strong coaching staff. That's when you open up the program as a player. You're like, okay.
Well, all right, then.
That's a real staff.
What's funny is that we got here today thinking about, man, all these guys are getting snapped up. You know, Kyle Shanahan or Dennis Allen choosing to go back to New Orleans or whatever, but here they are. There's no shortage of guys with good track records who John Fox knows. There's no shortage of those guys.
And he'll want to work for him.
And they'll want to work for him.
Yeah, want to work for him. I mean, it's not like, let me think about this. No, it's not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a job 20 minutes. He's got these people already. So if he wants Chud, he'll get Chud.
The other thing was that Dan Pompey brought up on Twitter that if Vic Fangio was looking to go to Washington, they'll pay their assistants.
Right.
So that means the Bears stepped up and paid for him.
This is so much more fun than Bears football.
Really? The offseason's not better.
It's way better.
It has been for years.
Yeah.
But this in particular, after that season, to go into this offseason at this rate, it's almost dizzying.
And watch them work on this roster, man. That's going to be
I can't wait to see what they think on this roster. Now they can start to check it out and
now they can
see what they want to do. I know
they know.
You guys still believe firmly Brandon Marshall gone?
Unless I hear otherwise.
Yeah, I don't hear otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of final. When they sent me a letter, you guys said the same thing. My guys have been pretty good during this event.
I think if Ryan Pace said, I'm in charge and I want to keep him, I don't think that they're going to step on his toes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. There's no good reason. I mean, there's money reasons to get rid of him. There's football reasons to be done. And then there's all the everything else reasons of how exhausting it is for him to be around and the fact that ownership can't stand it.
But if you have, just say, one more year with him and you're not expecting to do anything next year, why not try it?
Because
see if he fits with John Fox. Rob Jasinski.
The negatives are what he does.
But the year before, when I was with him, my last year there, he was not that negative. I heard things were different last year. And I don't know if it had to do with, you know, getting the money and having the contract and being able to go to New York and all that kind of stuff.
And a coach he could walk all over.
Yeah, right? And the year before, he was a good teammate.
Yeah, but he could use that $4 million. You save $4 million.
You're going to need it.
If you need that to rebuild, I can understand that. If you're doing that, but if you want his production like it was 2 years ago, and he's the same guy he was 2 years ago in the locker room, I would keep him.
And if you're thinking about just cutting him anyway, well, then just keep him and see if you can get him in line since you have a different accountable locker room.
There's high negatives there that I know that they from the very top of the organization, they felt he embarrassed them. They just thought that he wasn't.
Well, he was told not to.
He was told, no. A lot of stuff. He was told not to. And when it came to the Twitter fight, he was told, don't do this. The next thing he did was find a microphone and say, I'm going to do this. I don't care what anybody says.
We know John Fox is going to tell him how he feels. He coached Steve Smith.
I loved hearing that.
Louder than Brandon Marshall, maybe in a different way, but he's louder than Brandon Marshall.
Jordan Gross on the Mully and Hanley show in the never ending cavalcade on this station, former John Fox player.
That's correct. That's correct.
Understandably so.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. But Jordan Gross remembered Fox and Steve Smith fighting all the time.
That's not good for a team.
Oh, no. You know what, though? Steve Smith was good for the team.
Yeah, but
disagreements are just fine.
Yeah, but fighting all the time is not something you want to hear
fighting.
In a locker room.
Depends how they're fighting. If it's that, I don't know, it can be football fun fight. It's just two coaches and a player and a coach disagreeing, but then they go hug each other.
But see, it happens all the time that you take a guy who's a pain in the arse and you decide to keep him. You just have to be in his face
about
it.
But Steve Smith isn't crazy. No, Marshall's crazy.
But
there's something wrong with Marshall that is just too unpredictable. Smith is almost your typical wide receiver ass bag.
But he knew how to manage him. That's what he did.
But Marshall doesn't know how to manage himself.
Okay.
I mean, it's so mercurial. It's so unpredictable. There's nothing you can count on. There's any day everybody's walking on eggshells because there's no rules that govern him internally or externally.
There could be a respect factor right now from Banner Marshall to John Fox. That could change today.
Tomorrow he could wake up and he could decide everything's strategic and I'm talking through people.
So cut him then if it's an issue.
$4 million you lose, but I would give him a shot. If you think you can deal with him and you think he's going to go back to the way he was the year before, I keep him.
I wouldn't. I'd be done with it. I'd just be done with the clutter.
Move on, keep it clean, and get
a speed receiver outside of Jeffrey.
You got to remember, though, you were talking about defensive coordinators not getting a shout out. Mel Tucker got a shout out. He got a shout out from David Deal, the great David Deal.
Mel Tucker isn't the epitome of a defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears.
An idiot.
Smash mouth downhill. Yeah. Physical grit. That's what the Bears defense is all about.
That doesn't count because his head is empty.
I'm telling you, the offseason is better. That's part of what we had to deal with.
That is not a shout out from that empty headed dope. That is not a shout out. I'm talking about where he's sitting up there and you got him. And here he is, they do with Vic Fangio. Yeah. I think Mel Tucker.
He's the epitome. Of Bears defensive
bad. I mean, that was just
well. Maybe,
awful.
Maybe he was right. Maybe he's the epitome, just for the reasons he said.
Wow.
If at the time he was
cotton-headed ninny muggins.
We'll see. We'll see how some of these guys are.
And we got bull stuff too.
There's a lot of bull stuff.
Because I will say this: when the person saying the stuff about your team being lazy and bad is Derrick Rose, you've got a problem because he's not attacking either. He's drifting around. If his shot's falling, great. If his shot's not falling, meh. But that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Who's the garden?
Nobody. He's never guarded anybody. He's calling everybody out.
Yeah, he's calling people out.
If he wants to call his team out, then be the guy that goes out and plays the best defense the following night. Go worry about that side. Prove it to him that way. I was telling Matt earlier. Be the guy at the front of the line. The guy's lined up behind you, and you be the guy playing the hardest on the defensive side of the ball. If you're going to talk like that,
how about throwing yourself on the floor for a loose ball?
Hmm? Yeah, no, we just talked about it with KC, and KC was saying that his energy these last five games has been better. I know the numbers have been better, and at times the energy is better, but it's still very inconsistent.
It's very inconsistent, and it's weird.
It's just downright weird.
It's just awful.
And I think especially with the absence of Noah, it's completely understandable to look at that guy's inconsistent energy and wonder what kind of effect is that having.
And the guy who is really hustling by the SportView cameras that measure the speed at which you run and total distance covered, it was Dunleavy.
Michael Dunleavy, the glue.
He's not fast, but he was moving quickly on the floor and moving a lot. And that's missing. That's not a coincidence
you
that a lot of this started with him.
You should
not
be as bad as you are just because he's not there.
I
understand
you're right.
What he does, that is not...
You're absolutely right.
Not valid
Well,
to
let's
me.
Say this. If, well, he, if
both,
he is the
both things can be true.
I
Both things can be true. There could be a correlation there, but you're right. You're not allowed to be that bad
because he's gone. No, you're not.
If since he is gone and the team has this kind of issue, you've talked about getting another big man. What happens if he does get injured closer to playoff time or in the playoffs? Do you need another guy like him on your roster?
Well, they thought McDermott was going to be a somewhat useful guy of that ilk.
And Miritich has been brutal, too.
Yes, he has.
Terrible. And you got to figure this out because the Cavs aren't any good either.
No, that's the thing. They've been a complete mess, and they made you look like that.
They did get a nice pass off to David Blatt, though.
We didn't talk about that.
They did get a nice good look
there. He's got to catch the ball. Well,
he was open.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Don't turn your back. Catch the ball and shoot.
Look, you played at Princeton.
Catch the ball and shoot it. Yeah, yes. Square up and do something with it. Have fun with it.
See what happens.
I've seen it happen. I've seen a 65-year-old coach pick up an errant bounce pass and pretend that he was going to put it on the floor.
Don't hit me.
No, that was, you know, I got home last night and I thought, well, I'm in town one time to see this. And I just regretted every minute of it. I really did. I just regretted every
minute
of it. I
turned it off, Terry. I turned off the fourth quarter. I didn't want to see that.
You know,
They didn't deserve our eyes by the end of that.
So Chris Sheridan wrote that the seat of Tom Thibodeau is extremely hot and speculated that this could end shortly with his coaching demise in Chicago.
I saw that. And he was also talking about today where, like, practice wasn't scheduled. Thibodeau called it and then it was canceled. Well, so he's running with that a little bit, too.
Well, Casey tweeted something this morning about Sunday. And I didn't know if he meant last Sunday or this Sunday.
Thibs last night said, you know, we're going to practice tomorrow. And then today the team decided, no, we're not going to practice today. So that's a little odd, that's for sure. We'll see if there's any smoke.
Oh, it's
there.
It's going to rain.
They should have plenty of energy left to practice.
They certainly didn't use it last night.
I mean, where was the energy on any play last night? By anybody? Where was it?
Nowhere.
Well, so you wonder, if John Paxson's smart, is he at least having the provisional conversations with somebody like George Karl or someone else out there?
Oh, man. You're going to completely change your entire profile? I didn't know.
I'm just saying that if you are really ahead of your job, if you're doing what you're doing as an executive, are you having a provisional conversation?
Yeah, you're sort of in that window, Speaks. You can't hire David Blatt. I mean, you're in a window where, Gasol is 34. I mean, you need to do it now.
Well, that's the thing.
They look like the best team in the East for a while.
The fact that they don't have the immediacy on the floor is maddening because the window is right now.
I don't get it.
You could win a title right now.
Now, I know that Pau Gasol and Thibs had some friction very, very early. You know, we had the conversation with Powell of exactly how this was going to go. We told him. We said, he's going to kill you.
Hey, yes. We got to go. We're getting yelled at.
But I'm just wondering, as much as people, that locker room loves Pau Gasol, is there anything passively negative about his reaction to Thibodeau?
You guys are
next. He should
next.
Have Vic Fangio on his side and straighten him out.
Speaks of Manley back tomorrow. B&B, have a good afternoon. Screw you guys.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While the Chicago Cubs have been slowly rebuilding their team on the field in recent years, the team's owner, Tom Ricketts, has been doing everything he can to maximize profits. He's battled those who live in the Wrigley neighborhood, local politicians, and just about anyone who wants some of the team's traditions preserved. Show Tom the money. Now, with the Cubs hoping to actually contend in 2015, comes the announcement that the rebuilt Wrigley bleachers won't be ready for the start of the season. It's tough to criticize Ricketts for a construction issue. He'd certainly rather be selling those 4,500 tickets than not selling them. But the announcement of the delay tells you all you need to know about where Ricketts is going. The bleachers, when they open, will have a corporate name on them. And the announcement of the delay said this: the corporate name bleachers will not be ready for opening night. Opening night at Wrigley Field. Great. I'm John Feinstein.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
How did I get here? Down the luck? Or good decisions? About marriage, children, money, about tomorrow.
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom. Thursday, only CBS.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun.
Hey, it's Mark Rohde here, and I've got Ryan Kelly on the phone. And Ryan, I hear that mortgage rates have really dropped again. What is a good rate right now?
You know, Mark, I would say to all of our listeners, if your current mortgage rate is not in the threes, you really need to call me. Let's see how much money I can save you. I never charge any out-of-pocket costs. I close loans in as little as 2 weeks, and you can skip a few months of mortgage payments. No one makes refinancing or buying a home easier. So stop throwing money away and call me today if your rate is not in the threes. My phone number is 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or go online to thehomeloanexpert.com. Newcastle Home Loans, LLC. We're located at 1700 West Cortland, Chicago, Illinois. NMLS number 150580. We're equal housing lenders. And one more thing. Remember, if you can hear this commercial, I will come to you and help you with your mortgage. Thanks, Mark.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hello.
Chicago Sports.
Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you sever. Oh, we'll keep it today, by the way. Next 4.5 hours or thereabouts, we're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Maybe start to finish. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yes, it is. I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll be joined at 2 o'clock by Chris Sheridan of SheridanHoops.com, who's got all kinds of stuff on a Bulls team that he is theorizing could be in more dire straits and members of than we actually think. Tyler Dunn at 3 o'clock, who covered the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's their beat guy. He's good. He's been on
before. Good, yeah.
Talk to him again. Second half, 3:30. Len Casper at 4 on all that's going on with the Cubs. Our guy Art Thiel with a report from Seattle at 4:30.
Still drunk.
And then Hub Arkish at 5 o'clock. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen.
I do it. Good, I do.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have Dan.
Texting.
At 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, it is at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have the borsandbernstein.com for all your needs, and not all your needs, because if you're out and about, the audio roadshow application for your mobile device, you can answer this, the 10 seconds of glory question. Today, it's what is the 10 seconds of glory question?
Oh, boy.
Our producers today, Joe Dredge.
Hey, hello?
He is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
DJ, you were everywhere today. You were everywhere today.
Oh, all right.
Active on both ends of the floor. What was the key to getting you going?
We did it.
Just enjoying the music.
I was listening to Tupac, and I forgot the question. So I don't know what the question was, but it had to do. All right.
Yeah. Those words, by the way, I've never said those words. I was listening to Tupac, and I forgot the question. I have never said those words.
Why? You don't like Tupac?
No, not really. But
then why do you have Thug Life tattooed on your belly?
I do that. On my ass. He is Captain Indestructo.
I was listening to Tupac, and I forgot the question.
Yep, I've never said that. I've never said
and
that.
And our interns, they are
Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, going to a Wolves game is as easy as scoring an empty net goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Whether you're 3-4, 4-3, spending 25 years in this league as a head coach or defensive coach, I think sometimes maybe on the outside more is made of that than real reality.
That's Bears head coach John Fox yesterday from Hallis Hall. The man that will shape the Bears' defense is former 49ers defense coordinator Vic Fangio, and several reports have San Francisco's former secondary coach Ed Donatell joining the Bears as well. Martellus Bennett is going to the Pro Bowl. He'll replace Rob Gronkowski, who is taking his deflated balls to the Super Bowl. Elsewhere in the NFL, Washington has hired Joe Barry as their DC. Doug Marone joins Jacksonville, the Jacksonville staff, as their assistant head coach and O-line coach. Dennis Allen will return to New Orleans and serve under defense coordinator Rob Ryan. The Blackhawks host the Coyotes tonight. Antti Raanta starts a net. The Bulls are off until Thursday when the Spurs come to town. And the Cubs, continuing to build that championship roster, have sent Luis Valbuena and Dan Straley to Houston for center fielder Dexter Fowler. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, like Chicago's hottest Facebook page, Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on The Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
133 Bears and Bears, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's going to be a very busy day. There are several things we need to get to, aside from Vic Fangio. And all
deal.
His friends. Oh, it's a big deal to me. He's one of the best in the business. That's what you get when you have a coach with a little cachet, not some guy that's you found laying around in Canada dead. The fun of it is to watch what happens to this roster now.
Now they're going to dive in.
Look out
These
now.
These are guys with strong thoughts based on past successes and failures. They know what they are doing, and they're not going to screw around. I will tell you this. The assumption is that Shea McClellan now has a home. Don't assume. Because it's possible, even though it was believed that his best position was outside stand-up backer in a 3-4, it is also possible he can't play.
That's, you know, although he did have six times where he bothered the quarterback. Remember that? What was that stat? That he I don't know.
Disruptions.
Disruptions. Well, the ball was being complete. Yeah, well, I disrupted him. No, you didn't. Well, I don't know. You're right, though. That's what he played, and that's what he tried. But I thought they moved him because he wasn't any good at it. Well, or I miss some games in there? Didn't they say, well, you know, Shea, and reluctantly, by the way, because that's why he was drafted. He wasn't drafted as a linebacker. He was drafted as a guy that's going to bother the quarterback and at times actually tackle him. I don't assume anything. As a matter of fact, I assume exit.
I'm not assuming that. I'm just saying that people are on the other side of it saying, well, this is it. This will be the key. Now all of a sudden Shea McClellan can be everything Phil Emery thought he was. No, it's possible Phil Emery was just flat wrong and drafted a guy that can't play.
That's what I think. I fall on that side of the argument. That's where I'm at.
I'm on the side of the argument that says whatever Vic Fangio wants to do, he's going to be able to do outside of the current cap constraints that they have. The problem, that Jared Allen contract, you got no choice. And I don't really see, you can't play him at outside linebacker, can you? Like a Kevin Green type? Does he have the kind of athleticism left that he can play in space out there?
You know, It didn't appear so. I mean, he's had his hand on the ground for how long? I mean, but you owe him $12.5 million.
Really get rid of him.
Why you get Vic Fangio.
He's on the team for next year.
Yeah, that's why you got Vic. He can figure this out. Figure a place for him. Maybe nowhere is the place for him. But I just like the shuffle because, you know, what we saw to me didn't do much for me in a lot of ways, where they were playing and who they were playing and who they were. It didn't do much for me. If I get a fresh set of eyes, a lot of them, on this defense and some of these players.
That's what you got.
That's what I want.
That's what you got.
That's what I want.
A fresh set of eyes with strong thoughts.
Yep. Not that nonsense from last year, whatever the hell that was. And I'm not saying, and I'm not 100% sure that everybody on that team's a bust out. I think there are some guys that Vic Fangio is going to find that he likes. They're going to be in the same position they were, but I think there will be guys he finds that he likes.
Or at least he's willing to give a shot.
Yep.
To say, well, this guy can do something that I can use.
Yep.
That he's going to look everybody over and say, what do you do for me? What does this guy do for me? And then how can I use it and when can I use it?
Yep. It's a great hire.
You can trust him to do it. I now have the actual 10 seconds of glory question.
Oh, okay.
Do not answer this via text. It is not a text question.
Okay.
Just don't. Don't send a text answer. We'll melt your phone. What could Tom Thibodeau's next job be if the Bulls decide to let him go?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Are we keeping close ears, by the way, on our guy? Because Jim Tomsula, we need to make sure, as football, even outside of football season, that guy is going to be a fountain of Boers and Bernstein sound.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That is ludicrous. So I want to make sure that anytime that guy talks, we're listening. An intern should be assigned to nothing but Jim Tomsula.
Let me venture a guess. 6-10, 7-9 at best.
Oh, for sure at best. He's a boob.
He a boob. And what are you going to do? Well,
should I start out the day with a call from a Bob? We'll take that as a yes. Bob and Joliet on the score.
Yes. Many people I talk to think the Bears have gone the way of the Chicago Cubs, meaning the Billy Goat curse, etc.
Right, this is not starting. Well,
this new hiring in the coach. Many people think he'll die in office.
This many people thing. If you want to call and say something that you think, those people aren't important right now. What do you have to say?
Do you think he'll die in office due to his health problems?
No, because he's fine. I told you. I asked you. Bob and Joliet, bad combination.
All right, hard and fast rule. Joe Dredge, no Bob, first call ever. Ever. I don't care. And if the guy calls and says Bob, you then hang up on him. Hang up on his dumb ass.
No
Bob starts this while I'm here. While he's here, fine.
We've set a bad tone. It's fine.
You'd start it with a Bob. But no, do not start it with another guy. No.
Some
more Bob.
People I don't give me people you talk to.
No, he just
say what you got
to
say.
He just wanted to be an ass wipe, but he succeeded.
All right. Jeff in Elburn, you're on the score.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Fine.
Hey, I think the scheme is just as important as the players. And so I really like this call, and I think even with the same personnel, I still think they'll do a lot better. And I have
it's
a theory that
it's not
going to
be the same personnel.
Well, I have a theory that Conte's concussions were from banging his head against the wall before the games, looking at the
difference. Okay.
All right.
That's a bad idea. That's on me. It's on me. That's pointing the thumb on that one. That's I decided to push buttons. That's what you get. So we're going to talk some basketball at the top of the hour with Chris Sheridan. But it really bugged me.
Boy.
Not only watching that game, I was stewing watching the game. I was actually making a stew. And the then you hear Derrick Rose. That's the guy telling everybody else what to do. He's out there in a fog.
I thought the game was bad enough, and then that added to the complete insult of the evening when I saw that. I thought, are you kidding me? You've never said anything that mattered to anybody. You've lived your own life in the middle of this team forever.
And telling people
and now
why,
you're telling others how to...
You're the guy who says you don't want to try, and here's why you don't want to play hard.
Yeah,
it's why you don't want to make sure
he's got to get to meetings.
Right, graduations and meetings. Dive on the floor for a ball once.
Yeah, I don't think... And that, that's something that I know that not a single person on that team wanted to hear from him. No one. Even a guy that probably would be his friend would probably say, God, are you kidding me? And what would lead him to do that? Why would you do that, though? You've been awful. I mean, when you're awful and you suck and all you do is shoot outside shots that bounce off the rim, if they even hit it, and then you're going to take on the team?
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
The Bears' new head coach, John Fox, addressed Bears fans. Heard live on the score.
This is a we, not me profession. And that's true whether it's upstairs, downstairs, or between those lines. That environment is paramount to be successful on the field.
For the latest on John Fox and his new staff, keep it right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Radio.com, your 24/7 interactive network for news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable. Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Girls too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy!
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Everybody's quiet, and until then, we're going to get the same result.
You think the bigger issue right now is communication or trust?
Trust plays a part, too, but communicating on defense, on a team sport, I think communication is huge. We're quiet while we're out there, and it's leading to them getting easy baskets, and we gotta give a better effort. It seems like we're not even competing. It's irritating.
Ooh, naughty words.
Wow.
Wow. He sounds fired up.
Oh, I didn't guard the hell out of you.
Yep.
Worrying about that defensive end.
Yeah, lock you down.
Woo!
Look, Carlos Boozer was loud. He made all kinds of noises.
He did.
Nobody makes more noise than Carlos Boozer. He didn't guard anybody either. Maybe they're missing him yelling and screaming or something. I know defensive communication. You should be talking and making sure you know all your rules and all that. And I hear Thibs doing all the same bellowing, but they're just not moving their feet. And the thing about Gasol, he'll block a shot, but he also lets you walk right into the paint.
That dude from Orlando just planted a set of nuts on his head.
Yar.
And he just brutalized him. I mean, it's like, you know, you think there aren't that many great big men in basketball anymore. And there really aren't. I mean, that you say great. And that guy, you know, not great, but it's hard to find him. And yet that guy, and Washington looks good against the Bulls too. They're bigs. Although Gortat, that guy walking his pigs and driving his tank.
Another tough matchup.
He's a tough matchup.
And
he's gotten better.
They both are. And Nene and Gortat, you've got two giant men.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who Nene is.
But they're.
Do not speak of him.
They also have a swagger against the Bulls.
They do. I think they kind of know it. I mean, whatever it is, whatever the great secret is, they got it. Because they don't, even when they're, even when the Bulls were interested, when it seems like, yeah, this is, yeah, we understand this, you know, and go after them, man, they just shut them down. And they don't, and they're not interested every night if you look at Washington. They play some games where I go,
some bad losses.
Yeah, what are you you're doing what?
This, is, and this then, is the first little mini crisis that the Bulls have had in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And this is,
I mean, they've been injuries and all kinds of stuff, but not this kind of
but
crisis.
But injuries never stopped them from playing hard. That was the great thing about it, that next man up really meant that. And it didn't stop, whether they're down their fifth point guard or whether guys are throwing up
matter.
In a garbage can sitting there and everybody's sick and Luol Deng's got a spinal tap and they would grind and grind and grind and grind. And now it's just, it's not that. And something's broken. The question is, can it be fixed? And Thibs will try to fix it through watching film and yelling at them and practicing hard. That's all he knows.
I mean, I didn't think that at any point in time, particularly under Tom, that I would see a Bulls team give up as many points as this team has given up. I mean, that some teams are just doing it to you. And I mean, I'm talking about, and well, last night the Cavs did it to you. It was a really good night for them, and they actually looked like they were organized last night. And that giant guy they traded for is a problem.
I told you, Mozgov, when he's throwing his arms around out there and attacking the offensive glass, that's a large man.
That is a large man. But, you know, I mean, a lot of teams have burned them on the defense, just killing them, just penetrating. And, I mean, it is.
Even the Celtics got easy baskets. Kelly Olynyk was walking right into the middle of the paint. Kelly Olynyk.
Like I say, I've seen it all year. And I can't quite believe I've seen it. I really don't. With him coaching.
It's very
Your
surprising.
Trademark is gone.
It's really uncharacteristic.
Your trademark is gone. You don't have it.
The question is, can you get it back? Scott Skiles couldn't.
No, he could not.
Scott Skiles had the same thing. He had the gritty defensive teams. They were outworking people. Multiple helps and recoveries. Multiple efforts every possession. And when it went, it went.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worry, because we've seen it. We've seen it happen.
Yeah. I mean, it happens with coaches like that. And I just didn't think the expiration date had reached quite so quickly.
Maybe it hasn't. In Westtown, Pete is on the score. Pete?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just want to get your take on something. I'll give you my perspective.
Okay. There's no other reason to call a sports radio station other than to get a take. Yes.
Well, Super Bowl coming up. Pats against the Seahawks. Now, Tom Brady, this will be his sixth Super Bowl. He's got three rings. He's got two Super Bowl MVPs. Everyone knows Montana has got four victories, three Super Bowl MVPs. Bradshaw's got two Super Bowl MVPs and four rings. Now, if Brady wins and gets a Super Bowl MVP, where do you rank him on the list?
Because
it's my contention, all three
had
great coaches. They all had good players.
Pete, I don't have a list.
Okay.
All right, where do you rank him?
It's something cool, you know, in a sport I've been watching my whole life. I would have to put Tom Brady at number one on my list.
Okay. There's your head. That's all we want. You do that.
For all those who are concerned about Pete and Westtown's list,
there you have
now
it.
That news is out.
If the Patriots win, Pete, as Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, congratulations.
We want your take. That's why you called. So I got my take. Well, give me your take.
And just for the rest of the show, we're fine.
I'm fine. I'm really fine.
We're doing fine. It's going fine. And we understand that you've called to get our opinion on something, or to give your opinion on something, or both. Derek in Janesville, you're on the score.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm just calling because I love the switch to this 3-4. Lamar Houston, he's like a power rusher, defensive tackle, I thought is where he should have been playing. And I'm going to love him as an end in the 3-4.
Well, he's coming off of a reconstructive knee surgery. So wait till you see what he's got.
But I still think that what he was lacking was that burst off speed-wise, but strength and power-wise, I think he could even take up that second block.
Right, he played 5 technique in Oakland. He was in a 3-4 in Oakland.
Yeah, that I love him at that position.
But again, he's coming off a knee
really
reconstruction.
Bad injury, yeah.
But I'm just saying he has a chance to maybe reinvent himself as the dominant rusher that he was. because didn't Oakland switch to a 4-3 the last year before they took him, and then they switched back when they got Dennis Allen?
He has played outside linebacker, and he's played 5 technique, but let's see if he can come off that injury in shape, get his suddenness back and all that before we start projecting what he's going to be.
Right, but I think that opens up the door for us to take a guy like Vic.
All right, again, it doesn't open up the door until you know how he comes back. This is the third time I've said
the draft will come up pretty quickly now in comparison to how he'll be doing, I think. There's no way to know at that point.
There's no way to understand how open a door is until you know what he is on the other side of a major injury.
Or on the other side of the door.
That too. West Side Rod, you're on WSCR.
What's going on, fellas? Sorry about that. I'm frozen goobers. Okay, this whole Bulls thing, because I rub my head here. The first thing we need to do is we need to stop starting Kurt. It's obvious that Jimmy Butler has turned back into Jimmy Butler, all right? And you better think twice before you start to spend this money about what you're about to spend. And ironically, I think Speaks tweeted out something last week about It was kind of funny how Jimmy's dive and his play began when there was reports coming out about there was going to be a max deal that they were going to try to get him to. I don't know if this was soon or not. And I saw that tweet, too. I don't know where it was from. But, you know, maybe he is who he is, and he just turned back into Jimmy Butler. Now, last night, and I understand his resources – I understand Tibbs' resources are kind of limited right here because of the injuries.
He's got plenty of resources.
And I understand that, too. He does have plenty of resources, and he refuses to use them. Last night, you're down 20. If you've already pulled the plug on this game, there's no reason why if McDermott may suck. We don't know. Maybe we do know. But there's no reason why he shouldn't be in that game last night. Nico, as bad as he's playing, yes, he's playing bad, but you know what? You can't break that. He was yanking him out. It was like something out of high school. As soon as he did anything wrong, he would yank him out.
That's what he does. He can't be surprised. It can't surprise you. He doesn't look at these as developmental opportunities.
He does not.
Boers and Bernstein, Chris Sheridan has the latest on the Bulls next on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now.